Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call for Ami Organics Limited, hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the third quarter fiscal 2024 earnings call of Ami Organics. Today we have with us from management Mr. Naresh Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Bhavin Shah, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Abhishek Patel, Vice President Strategy. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Bhavin Shah for opening remarks. Over to you, Bhavin.
Thank you, Prashant. Good evening, everyone. We are pleased to welcome you all to our earnings conference call to discuss Q3 FY24 financials. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the further or which could be construed as forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. The conference call is being recorded, and the transcript along with audio of the same will be made available on the website of the company and exchanges. Please also note that the audio of the conference call is the copyright material of Ami Organics and cannot be copied, rebroadcast, or attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. Today on call along with me, we have Mr. Naresh Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Abhishek Patel, Vice President Strategy. Now I would like to hand over the floor to our CMD, Mr. Naresh Patel, for his opening statement. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavin. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you all are doing well. A warm welcome to our Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. I would like to wish you all a great and prosperous New Year. Before I discuss the results for the quarter, let me discuss some economic and industry headwinds and tailwinds. This year is expected to be the year of demand recovery following the unforeseen slumps in the later half of 2023. Inflation is steadily retreating towards the comfort zones of central bankers across the world, signaling a positive turn. However, ongoing geopolitical crises continue to cast a shadow of uncertainty. A prime example of this is the Red Sea crisis, which has led to a spike in freight costs. Addressing the industry, we see the demand picking up steadily. However, a sharp decline in raw material prices has exerted pricing pressure across the specialty chemical sector. As we speak, we are witnessing raw material prices stabilizing. Consequently, we anticipate a return to standard pricing level in the coming quarters. With this, let me turn your attention to our Q3 results. Our focus through the quarter has been on quality growth, and I am happy to say that we have been able to deliver the same. Let me deep dive into this. Our revenue from operations for the quarter was at rupees 166 crore, which is growth of 9.2% year-on-year. However, if you look at volume growth, our overall business has grown by 25% year-on-year, showing strong business traction. A pricing stabilized, I am confident our growth will be back to the 20% level. When I refer to quality growth, it doesn't only represent strong volume growth but also strong uptick in margins. If you look at our numbers subsequently, they are slightly lower than previous quarter. But if you look at our EBITDA margin, they have expanded by 150 basis points. I believe this trend will continue in coming quarters. The growth for the quarter was catalyzed by both the pharmaceutical business as well as specialty chemical business. I will let Bhavin discuss financial performance in greater detail. Moving on to business update, I am happy to say that we have inaugurated our Ankleshwar plant in December 2023, marking a milestone for us, given that it took us only 12 months for the inauguration since the groundbreaking commenced. This makes of great achievement, and I would wholeheartedly likely to congratulate our team and highlight the tremendous effort they have put in this. I would also like to highlight that the new plant is testimony to the state of the art technology we are bringing to advanced pharmaceutical intermediate manufacturing in India, and is symbolically of Ambani Organics' commitment to innovations and its role in revolutionizing India's intermediate landscape. On the very day of our plant inauguration, we extended our partnership with Fermion by signing agreement for two more advanced intermediates for the API. These advanced pharmaceutical intermediates will be used in captive consumption for the earlier advanced pharmaceutical intermediates signed with them. The agreement is likely to add tremendous value to the final advanced intermediates, which will be supplied by Ambani Organics, leading to higher value of the end product. The products are salted to the manufacturing Ankleshwar facility and is expected to start contributing meaningfully to the revenue from FY25 onwards. On that note, I want to emphasize our ongoing efforts to engage with our customers for such kind of opportunities. I am optimistic about finalizing a few of these in upcoming year. Moving to our electrolyte business, I am happy to share that we have signed MOU with the global manufacturer of electrolytes for manufacturing of electrolytes for battery cells and allied materials. Recently, we have also commenced commercial operations for electrolyte additives, which I believe will start ramping up from FY25 onward. I would like to highlight that the ramp up would be gradual. In regards to the electrolyte opportunity, we have also signed an MOU with Government of Gujarat for investment amounting up to 300 crores for setting up of a dedicated manufacturing facility for electrolytes business in Gujarat. Moving on to the Bapa Fine Chemicals, the integration is currently underway. This process usually results in operational issues due to change in ownership and name of the company, which will have temporary impact on sales. This situation is expected to be transient, and we anticipate pickup in sales following the completion of the integration. Before I conclude, I would like to highlight that in today's digital landscape, safeguarding sensitive information and ensuring data confidentiality, integrity, and availability have become paramount in nature. With this in mind and our endeavor to always follow global standards, I am proud to announce the implementation of Information Security Management System, ISMS 27001-2022, practice across the organization. ISMS is a comprehensive framework that assists organizations in managing and protecting their information assets. By adopting ISMS practice, our goal is to enhance our overall information security posture and create a secure environment for our employee, clients, and stakeholders. I am glad to inform you that we have successfully passed the ISMS 27001-2022 audit and received an ISO 27001-2022 standard certification. To conclude, despite the industry headwinds, we remain confident of closing the year with healthy growth. I would also like to highlight that the various initiatives we have taken in FY23 and FY24 enhances our revenue visibility for FY25 and beyond, bolstering our confidence in our potential for stronger growth in coming years. Now, before I hand over the call to Bhavin, I would like to welcome back Abhishek Patel, who has rejoined us as Vice President of Strategy. Abhishek will work closely with me on strategic initiatives. Given he has been with company for more than 5 years in his previous stint at Ambani Organics, he knows about the business very well. Therefore, he will also handle investor interactions along with Bhavi. I have worked with Abhishek closely for many years in past, and I am confident that he will add immense value to the company. With that, I request our CFO, Mr. Bhavin Shah, to discuss the financial with you. Over to you, Bhavin. Thank you.
Thank you, Naresh Bhai. I would like to briefly touch upon the key performance highlights for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2023, and then we will open the floor for the question and answer. I will begin with the quarterly update. Revenue from operations for the quarter was at 166.5 crore, up 9.2% as compared to 152.4 crore in Q3 FY23, driven by robust 25% volume growth. The gross profit for the quarter was at 71.4 crore, which was up 2% when compared to same period last year. The gross margin for the quarter was at 42.9% compared to 46% in Q3 FY23. Lower gross margin were driven by unfavorable product mix. Moving on to EBITDA for the quarter was at 26.5 crore, down 13.9% as compared to 30.8 crore in Q3 FY23. EBITDA margins for the quarter were at 15.9% compared to 20.2% in Q3 FY23. EBITDA margins were driven by gross margin and higher employee expense. Higher employee expense were driven by yearly increment, ESOP cost, and hiring of new employee for Ankleshwar unit. PAT for the quarter was at 17.8 crore compared to 22.3 crore in Q3 FY23. PAT margins for the quarter were at 10.7%. Lower PAT margins for the quarter was driven by lower EBITDA margins as well as higher depreciation and finance cost. Moving on to 9-month FY24 update. Revenue from operation for 9-month FY24 was at 493 crore, up 14.4% as compared to Rs. 430 crore in 9-month FY23. Gross profit for 9-month FY24 was at 215.8 crore, up 5.5% on year-on-year basis. The gross margin for 9-month FY24 was at 43.8%. EBITDA for 9-month FY24 was at 85.3 crore, up 4.3% as compared to Rs. 82 crore in 9-month FY23. EBITDA margin for 9-month FY24 was at 17.3%. Adjusted PAT for 9-month FY24 was at 54.8 crore with adjusted PAT margins of 11.1%. Adjusted PAT figures exclude one-time full impairment of JV Ami Onco Theranostics LLC. Export for the quarter was at 61%, whereas domestic business was at 39%. Coming to cash flow and balance sheet, our working capital for the quarter was stretched during the quarter, mainly driven by lower payable days. Inventory and debtors days were steady during the quarter. Even though our working capital cycle was stretched during the quarter, we have been able to generate cash from operation of Rs. 35 crore for 9 months FY24, leading to cash and cash equivalent of around 42 crore as at 31st December 2023. Our capex outlay for 9-month FY24 was Rs. 212 crore. As informed in earlier calls about our strategy to fund capex through mix of internal accruals and debt. In this regard, we have taken a Rs. 119 crore debt to fund the capex. I would also like to highlight that total capex outlay for Ankleshwar unit has been revised from 190 crore to 310 crore. This was driven by specific requirement of additional machinery for CDMO contract as well as creating allied infrastructure. With this, I conclude my remarks and request moderator to open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rikin Shah from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Naresh Bhai. Congratulations on gross margin and EBITDA margin expansion at even a standalone level, considering the environment we have been in. So my question was more to do with Apixaban. So considering Bristol-Myers has successfully removed Apixaban generics in Netherlands, while France has also upheld the factor XA inhibitor patent. But Ireland has invalidated the patent and joined UK. So considering these changes in Europe, what is our outlook for apixaban going forward?
Thank you, Rikin bhai. As you rightly say, there are some positive moves towards the apixaban launching in Europe. We already partner with two customers in Europe and two from India who have the hold in Europe. So we have started moving slowly started supplying this molecule. From Q1, it will be gradually ramp up, and by Q2, it will be, we are foreseeing to start in a full throttle.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's it from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Richa from Equity Master. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. My question is on this revised CAPEX for this Ankleshwar facility. So earlier you were predicting a turnover of around 3 times. So with this revised CAPEX, is it only for some kind of, you know, value addition, or do you expect the revenue also, I mean the turnover also, to remain 3 times? Or, you know, if you could just highlight that opportunity of what is to be expected from this revised CAPEX.
Thank you. It's both. Basically, we have the existing as well as the new agreement in pipeline. For that, we have to upgrade our system according to the requirement, and that will bring us the new revenue in so it, our top line will be remain in that line 3.5x, which will be still it is like that.
Okay, and so for the electrolyte, if you could share some kind of timelines or, you know, some kind of estimate if you have, because this seems to be a very fresh opportunity and, you know, it's not very clear what kind of revenue and what kind of, over what kind of time duration we could see in this opportunity. So based on the MOU that you've signed with the client and the government, if you could just throw a little more light on this opportunity.
Electrolyte is right from beginning, we always say it's not part of our position. The reason was we sensed this very early, 2 years, 2.5 years back, that it will be a slow moving project because of the several requirement and several compliances. Now we reached the level where now we started manufacturing this quarter of this electrolyte and two additives. We started the manufacturing. And also we got several contracts, long-term contracts, and that help us to supply these molecule in Asia as well as in Europe, and some quantity in US as well. So this is how we started electrolyte additives. In this additive segment also, we have developed another 6 more additives. We also, these all are listed on our website as well. And these are the samples also is going to the customer for, so that will bring, so now the existing customer have more electrolyte additives from us, and that help us to grow this business. And not only that, we had signed an agreement with one of the solution manufacturer to make their solution in India for particularly for them. And that is what we announced with the government of Gujarat.
Okay, so but right now, yes, what you're suggesting is that a quantification, is it too early, or any kind of, you know, estimate that you could share with us on that?
So it's not too early. We start, it's a gradually ramping up. So now we from this quarter we manufacture and start supplying for the quantities to all three manufacturers who have already started placing order to us, and then slowly other customers will ramp up in that. Parallelly, we also started manufacturing, tall manufacturing for solution in India as well for the Indian consumption. And that is not related to our existing business. This is purely a tall manufacturing kind of JVs, which is we are making with one of the Asian client for making in India.
Okay. And so when you say that electrolyte would have similar margins, is it in line with a specialty chemical or the company level margins as a whole?
It is in between both. It's above specialty and below the company pharma budget.
Okay. And so last question from me. Our presence in the US market seems to be, you know, much less as compared in Europe. So, I mean, is there a conscious thought process of increasing the market share there? And if at all you're doing anything on that front, if you could share with us.
So you're talking about the pharmaceutical presence or you're talking about the specialty presence?
Overall exposure, you know, when it comes to our geographical diversification, overall our share from the US market is really low as compared when we look at the export breakup.
Okay. So pharmaceutical will be remain like that because all the API generic manufacturers or maybe some innovative manufacturers, they are based in Europe. That is the reason our pharmaceutical intermediate presence higher in Europe compared to US. In US, we have sales in pharma, but that's all our goes for the CMO and CRM CRAMS kind of business with companies based in North US. In terms of specialty chemicals, we have a very good presence in US, selling several molecules from Gujarat Organics. And we are also in negotiation of several big contracts for Gujarat Organics product in US. So that will be upcoming years, it will be incremental in US presence for specialty chemicals. Electrolyte definitely is a high market, and that will be also going to be increased in US supply in upcoming quarters.
Okay, thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jason Soans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for taking my question. So first question I wanted to ask you is our 9-month revenue growth stands at 14.4%. And last quarter we had guided for a growth of 18-22% for this, for FY24, which kind of probably looks tougher with all the prices, intermediate prices being driven down. So now, would you want to probably guide for the next year, FY24 and 25? By any chance, what can we expect in terms of revenue?
So, as we have guided, 18-20% growth.
Sorry, I will take this question. If you remember in the last call, we revised our guideline from 18-20 to 15-18 because of a top line erode. And that will be the one of the reason that we had revised our guideline. And considering current order in hand, it looks like we are in the same space where we have to reach.
Okay, so you're saying FY24 will probably be in the range of 15-18%.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. And any estimates for FY25, sir? By any chance, if anything you would like to share on this?
FY25 will be somewhere around 17-20 between that, or maybe 22.
17-20. Yeah, because I believe even of course Fermion etc. Also that volume also will start to pick up in FY25, so that will also be good and that will aid the top line as well.
Yeah, and not only that, also some new like electrolyte will start contributing. And then some other new projects which are in discussion also come. So conservatively, it will be between 17-22, and then it may go up. But these are conservatively, it will be between 17-20. 70, why? Because if we see some more erosion, that's how. Otherwise, we are fully confident about 22.
Okay. Sure, sir. So, and sir, my next question is, of course, you know, when you look at going back, our margins have been around 20% going back. Now, of course, there is price erosion and, of course, a host of companies across the specialty chemicals are facing pressure. You know, now our margins also are moderated on 14%, 15%, 16%. Now, for the same, what kind of margin are you looking at? We had a word before, you know, where you were talking about, you know, you spoke about resorting to a spot pricing method basically because to cater to Europe customers and basically for customer retention. So just wanted to know what's the update on that? I mean, still the spot pricing will continue or how are you looking at margins from, for 24-25 going ahead?
See, basically what we say in the last, we are trying to perform accordingly. So last quarter we announced that we will focus on margin. In this quarter we successfully bring it to 15%, and our next quarter overall it has to go to 18 between that. So that will be our first base when we Q1, and from that onwards, once again we start journey towards the 23%, which we had announced in the past.
Okay, sure, sir. And sir, just wanted to your view. I mean, there is a lot of talk about, you know, Chinese pressure, raw material prices coming down, realizations coming down. Now, what is your sense, sir, on the in the market? How do you see? Do you think prices have bottomed out after almost 8 to 9 months of correction? What is your sense on how prices will move ahead, or is there more pain we can see? Could you give me some color on it? Like, how are you seeing the prices for advanced intermediates chemicals going ahead?
See, what I understand in last one quarter is that I think the pricing from the China is almost on the rock bottom. It may have to go once from here onward, either stabilize or it has to go upward. And based on the raw material prices, the prices for the final product will be stabilized or it may go up. So I think this quarter is almost on a stabilized quarter. I can say like that. And from here onwards, in next one or two quarter, it will be reached to the normal level and it may go up.
And it may go up. So any signs of Chinese competitive intensity, sir, decreasing, or is it same level, or any view on that? Or
for my product, there is no direct impact of the Chinese competition. But for my end user has some impact from the Chinese supply. So that has now, it is also now because of the spot business theory, we can able to read off that as well.
Sure, sir. Sure. And
That is the reason why our volume growth is there, 25%.
Sure, sir. Sure. That's a very good strategy, sir. I would like to commend you on that. I mean, you know, of course, so much competition is there in the market and you resorted to the spot business to retain your customers. It's a very, very commendable strategy. So, sir, my next question, just wanted to ask you, I mean, you have spoken about electrolytes manufacturing and, just wanted to know from you what is the capacity you're looking at setting up for this? I mean, what we know is in a lithium-ion battery, around 9 to 10% of the cost is electrolytes, and a lot of customers, and I believe it cannot be transported a lot, so a lot of the electrolytes have to be made in-house or domestically. So of course, other players, listed players are also, one of the listed players already has a big electrolyte building capacity. They've announced CapEx, they've announced a technological partner also in that. So, sir, just wanted to know from your perspective, how are you looking at the electrolytes business? Are you looking to induct some technological partner for this business to, because clearly what happens is this is always a slow process, approvals, etc. take lot of time. So, could you give me some sense of what capacity you're trying to make, or, any technological partner you would like to take up to scale up this business faster, or what is the potential you're seeing or capacity? Could you just give me some details on this?
So you are talking about the electrolyte additives, or you are talking about the final electrolyte?
No, sir, the final electrolytes.
Okay. Final electrolyte is really a business which is like a CDMO kind of business. So
okay.
I can't speak more on that. But the thing is that whoever the partner is very strong in the world. So they just want to have a base over here. We don't want to say go and sell directly. We just make for them. So it's like a secure business for us in terms of sale, because we are doing just a CDMO for them.
Okay, so it's a plain vanilla, a contract manufacturing for them. That's what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Sure, sir. And this will be, so basically there are various recipes in it. So basically what the client will tell you, you will manufacture for them. That is how it will be.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you see, lot of volume coming in, or this will be a slow moving project? How do you see it?
No, this will be the very fast moving project, because they are already in the market and controlling world market at a very high level. So this is a base for them, additional manufacturing platform for them to cater the Asia and some Europe market, as well as some IRA market also for them. So the regional where they will sell is up to them. Our job is to make a final solution and deliver to them.
Okay, okay. So they will give you the technology and everything, the recipe, and you will be making for them, basically.
Exclusively making for them. It's a two different business. Additive is fully Ami Organics technology, Ami Organics oven project, and the solution is fully CDMO, where we just give them the production support.
Okay, okay. And sure, sir. So next way, electrolyte additives. Sir, I mean, 2-3 quarters back also we had heard some, sales coming in. I think we have a 500 ton capacity in Jhagadia where we can start up this electrolyte additives. But sir, orders still have to come in, or how is it? Can you tell me the status on the electrolyte additives, please?
So we signed several agreements, long-term supply agreement with the customer, and now we have started commercially producing these additives, and we start supplying. We developed the production line, we developed the packaging line and everything, shipment and all. Now we start supplying the commercial supply to them. And that is what we had announced also publicly, that we now commencing the production for electrolyte additives. And the ongoing capacity will be, it will be incremental, and it may go up to 4-5 fold of total existing capacity in upcoming years.
So revenue from this will be probably coming in from FY25 only?
Yes, yes. Maybe in this quarter, if we got an opportunity to ship, or otherwise it will be in the from the next quarter. But firm orders are in hand. So we are already moved in the production.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thanks. That was all from my side. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dara from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, ma'am. Please go ahead.
Bhavin, sir, first I have a question for you, more like a bookkeeping question, if you can help us with the segmental EBITDA numbers for the pharma intermediate and specialty chemical business.
If we want to give EBITDA number, for pharma and specialty, both are standard 15.9%.
Sorry, sir, can you come back? 15.9% is?
For both the business, We have a EBITDA of 15.9% for the quarter.
So, but can you split that between what is the margin for specialty chemical?
I'm telling you 15.9% for pharma and 15.9% for specialty.
So, specialty also includes Baba Fine Chemicals, that is why the margin looks higher.
So now onwards, Baba Fine Chem is part of our specialty business. So margin is accordingly.
Okay, and what would be the revenue number for Baba Fine Chem this quarter?
Specific number we are not giving over the call or this thing. So I refrain from sharing those numbers.
Okay, so my second question is more on the additive business. So we mentioned that there are several long-term contracts that you have, firm contracts, and I think we only have a 500-ton capacity for the additives. So what is the kind of capacity expansion that you expect to build here?
Standard capacity, what we have right now is 500 metric tons each. And that is our first goal to fulfill. And then parallelly, we are adding more capacity for the upcoming demands of the electrolyte additives.
Okay, so would you like to share how much capacity are you going to add now?
2,000 metric ton each of the final additive.
2,000 each for two additives that you are going to supply?
Each.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jishan Singhi from Krijuna Research and Analytics. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. I would like to ask that, as you mentioned, that you are doing a plain vanilla type contract in electrolytes. So I just want to know the differentiation between additives and electrolytes. Does this both are different?
So additives used to make electrolytes. So electrolytes having a lot of components, whereas additive is just a one component of the electrolyte.
Okay. So as you said that you have inbuilt these additives in your house, right?
Yes, sir.
So is this unique product or having or does this product have some competitive intent?
If I'm correctly understand, you want to ask that you are making an additives which will give us the competitive advantage for make electrolyte. Is it correct?
Yes, yes, sir, bilkul.
Yeah. So this is one of the reasons that we got this CDMO, because we have in-house electrolyte additives which can be used for making the solution. But these additives is used only 3 to 4% of the solution. So it's not great impact on the final solution, but the partner has chosen us because of several other parameters in which we fulfill their requirement.
Okay, and can you give me the size of market in this electrolyte segment?
Sorry, beg your pardon, can you repeat your question? Yes.
I mean, what can be the estimated market size for this electrolyte segment? And what is your addressable size in that?
It's varying based on the final price of the, when we entered, it was very big, like around $1 billion. And currently the price of the raw material is, the final product is less down by 20%. So it all depends on the current market size. So it's very difficult to give the real exact number, and then also the application in the area of the country or geography. That also depends on the market size.
Okay, and what is your addressable or your share in this?
We are talking about the capacity. So currently we have 500 tons each, and we are going to install more 2,000 tons each. So this is our addressable market for next 2 years.
1 minute, sir. As you said, 500 tons each. So what does this mean? Can you please clarify more?
There are two products, PC and FEC, which is we have already executed, and that for that our capacity is 500 metric ton each.
Okay, okay. So this...
Continue, sir.
Okay, and for these two products, you are doing contract manufacturing.
That is different thing.
Okay, okay. And for...
Sorry, we lost your voice.
Jishan, the line for you was in order.
Revenue or turnover size from this new facility that you have started?
It will be somewhere around 3x.
Okay. Okay, 3 times. Okay, that means 3 times asset turnover ratio, right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So, 3 times, then if you consider this 310 crore as an asset, right? So, it will be more or less 900 crore revenue, right?
I don't know, sir. You have to calculate that. I can't speak on numbers.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. Okay, and my next question is that as the Baba Fine Chemicals which you have acquired, is this for specialty chemical segment or electrolytes?
It is a semiconductor. It's not special. We included it in the specialty, but it is a application in the semiconductor industry.
Okay, semiconductor industry. Okay. So, so I would also like to know that what will be the, that means, like you mentioned, 3x for your Ankleshwar facility, then the same applies for the Baba Fine Chemicals?
No, Baba Fine Chem is, there is no expansion over there. It is an established business, which is we are running there, and there is no capital currently infused in that company.
Okay, then how much does it contribute to your top line?
Currently, it is somewhere around 40, 45, and it can go up to, it can be incremental up to 3 times from here.
40, 45 crore?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Thank you. The next next question is from the line of Rikin Shah from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead. Rikin Shah, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hi. So I just wanted to ask whether, you know, in terms of technology, we have mentioned that we have developed 6 more electrolyte additives. So are they new blends for the same salt or are they blends for some other salt?
No, so these are the new additives which are used for, depends on the salt and depends on the formulation. So it's one maybe buy by someone, second maybe not buy by the same one. So it's all depend on the formulation recipe. So we develop these all 6 which can be either used by one and same application someone is used another one. So this is how it will be.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So in the last quarter, you had mentioned that the company is looking to launch a UV absorber product in the specialty chemical business. So just wanted to know how is the response or when do we see the ramp up of this product?
Your voice was not clear. I'm extremely sorry. Can you repeat it, please?
Yes. Is it clear now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so last quarter you had mentioned that the company was looking to launch a UV absorber product in specialty.
Yeah.
Has that happened and how do we see the ramp up going forward for it?
Thanks. Thanks for bringing this. Yes, we had already supplied validation quantity around several metric tons. It will be ramp up from Q1 FY25.
Okay. And any other new products in specialty chemical? I think it's almost 2 years or maybe 3 years now that the company has acquired the specialty chemical plant. I think the potential was to hit close to 200-250 crores or top line on an annual basis. When do we see that? Or maybe it's slightly lower now due to the correction in prices.
Yeah. So price is always a factor to revise the timeline, but volume is increasing. So once we hit the volume, we are not worried because sooner or later when price ramp up, volume will give us the revenue what we desire.
Okay, so let me put it this way. What is the current capacity utilization in this plant and when do you expect to hit optimum capacity utilization?
So currently it is moved from 45 to 55% ramp up is happened in last 1 year and it will be fully utilized by 26.
Okay. And anything on, you know, the timeline of ramp up of the Chromium contract? Do we see some part of it in at the end of the current fiscal year or do we start seeing that from Q1 and it being ramped up to its full capacity in a year's time?
So currently we are in process of qualifying some validation batches which will be in this quarter and then it will be rooted quarter for one and a half quarter for validation at their end and then it will be gradually exponentially ramp up to the end of FY25.
Okay. One last question from me is this 300 crore toll manufacturing opportunity that you spoke about, have you given the timeline? I'm sorry, I joined the call a bit late.
We already, about that timeline is very, it has to be next year only, FY25, but we are in process of finalizing the term sheets and everything. So once that will be, we will announce on that.
Okay, and the plant would take close to 12 months to come up.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshat Vijay from Hem Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Yeah. So my first question is that have you lost any market share? Because the reason for the subdued performance is only the pricing pressure, right? There is no loss of market share.
No.
Okay. And for the Ankleshwar facility, you mentioned that one third of the facility will be dedicated towards the Fermion deal, and the remaining 66% will be used for your other pharma business. So have you already started getting orders for that 66% facility? Are you in talks with some other customers?
Yes, we are in actively negotiating and discussion with other firm.
Okay, but nothing is finalized right now, right?
Yeah, it will take time, need to be finalized several issues, the reduction and cost and everything, because the CMO is take some time.
Okay. And the last question is on your margins. Right, as you mentioned in your previous consults that you're focusing a lot on the specialty chemical segment, and now this electrolyte is also coming in. And both of them have lower margin than pharma, right? So obviously, currently this China thing is going on, pricing pressure is there, but 3-4 years down the line, do you expect that we can ever reach that FY21 EBITDA margin level of 24%? The operating leverage will also have a role here. So what will be the margin guidance or outlook 3-4 years down the line?
3-4 years down the line, definitely it will be between 23 to 26, between that.
Okay, 23 to 26%. Okay. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Agrawal from Leo Capital. Please go ahead. Before you ask your question, sir, may I remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the electrolyte business. It's clear you said that you have a CDMO contract which is for manufacturing a solution which will use your electrolyte additive, and that is only for one client. And on top of that, the electrolyte additive ability that you have, that you are able to sell to multiple clients. Is that correct? These are two different businesses but related to electrolytes.
Yes.
And okay. And in terms of revenue potential, for the CDMO one, how large is the opportunity for the CDMO one?
Is it difficult to say right now because it's confidential and we need to be, we will announce once we sign the term CDMO.
Understand. And that, as part of the CDMO, you will not be making the entire electrolyte. You'll be making the solution which goes into the electrolyte. So what portion of the electrolyte value is the solution?
No, the solution is known as electrolyte.
Sorry, you think the solution is not an electrolyte?
No, solution is an electrolyte.
Okay, the solution is an electrolyte. So you, as part of the CDMO, you will be making the final electrolyte, of which additive is one component, but the rest of the recipes will come from your partner, so to say.
Yes, they will supply us for themselves.
Understand. And in that kind of a business, what sort of a margin profile would you expect? Would it be in line with your API business?
No, it's a CMO. So there we have to see the how much operating leverage and all we will get based on that the margin will be decided. So that is yet to announce because this all depends on the recipes and quantities and energy and also. It's very difficult right now to announce about the margin of CMO. And this is a specialty chemical CMO. It's not like pharma. So it's a different way.
So you would expect a lower margin than the pharma CMO?
Pharma CMO is the top one always. You cannot compare pharma with the specialty CMO.
Understand. And so that I understand it right, you are saying that this electrolyte solution, that will be under CMO and that obviously will be proprietary to that one client. So you cannot sell it to anyone else. You cannot use that, I'm assuming you cannot use that ability to create electrolytes marketed generally. What you can sell generally is only the additives which you are making yourself.
AMI Organics USP not to compete customer. So we follow strictly these rules. So we never compete our customer. So if we do CMO for our client, we never sell that product to anybody else.
Understand. But you see enough revenue potential to grow with that client itself that there is a lot of market opportunity just there.
Yes.
You don't need to.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it. And just coming back to your API business in pharma, there you have two parts. One is with innovators and the other is generics. For both of these, what's the competitive advantage that that we have? Are we exclusive with our clients? Or I know you have mentioned earlier also that Chinese players are not competition for us. But then who is competition and how does what happens in China impact us in terms of long-term margin profile for this business?
There are competitors from other generic intermediate manufacturer based in India or maybe Europe or maybe client himself. So it all depends on where we are selling and what is the, say for example, regulated market with the originator. They have two different geography. They have to, they themselves also one of the approved client for themselves to manufacture. And for generic business, there are Indian small manufacturers, also some big manufacturers also are competitors. So all depends on the product to product and application and geography.
And that you're saying basically there may be other API manufacturers also listed in the DMF other than yourself, and they are competition. They are not Chinese guys necessarily, but they are competition.
Yeah, they are directly competing to our client if they have a DMF themselves with filing the same application.
I understand. And you're saying the Chinese guys essentially compete with your end client because they may be manufacturing the end product which your client is making. And so that puts pressure on the pricing for your end client and indirectly puts pressure on you. Is that
yes.
Right?
Yeah, nowadays Chinese CEPs and DMF filing is incremental. So is that create a little bit pressure on our client in final application?
Understand. Got it. And lastly, on the for the electrolyte opportunity, the CDMO one that you spoke about, is that a very capex intensive business or it's more about process efficiency and there's not much capex involved? The reason I ask that is as you scale up that CDMO business, is it like it will have a lot of lead time for you to identify location and do the capex or it can be scaled up very quickly?
Capex intensive business, this is. But it's a long-term secure business.
Understand. And it would take several years to ramp up because you would have to do the capex and so on.
Yeah, it will take a normal timeline to ramp up any business, the standard timeline. The same, it will be applied to this as well.
Any sense on the timeline, sir? Like how much time would it take?
I can't say on that right now.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mithun from MMM Capital. Please go ahead. Mithun, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. As there's no response from the current participant, we will move to the next participant in the queue, which is Ayush Rathi from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Yeah. Firstly, thanks for taking my question. So I had only two basic questions. First, on the finance cost. In this quarter, we have a finance cost of 25 million. So for modeling purposes, for the next quarter also, we will have the same finance cost?
So it will be on the same line, little higher than this, because as we are doing a additional capex, so there will be borrowing on the books and it will be little on a high side.
All right. So as in your opening remarks, you mentioned 119 crore debt has been taken for the Ankleshwar facility. So what kind of debt to equity are we looking at on an overall basis?
So generally,
it would be around 37% equity and rest is debt.
All right, got it. And so like one last question on the strategy side. So you mentioned that on the electrolyte part of business, there's one customer who we are making solutions. So in the long run, are we planning to also be in the business of electrolytes or like completely focus our business on electrolyte additives? So
no,
what remains our main focus?
No, we completely focus on our electrolyte additive business only. This is an additional opportunity, which is the CDMO.
This is nothing to do with our original planning of additives.
All right. So we plan to stay in the additive business more and focused more over here.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for my questions. Answering for my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piyush Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Naresh Bhai. Good performance, up to 25% volume growth. Just want to understand few quick things, sir. When will we start booking the sales from electrolyte?
We already got an order. So now sales may be in this quarter or maybe next quarter we will be invoicing. You talk about additive or you talk about the electrolyte?
Electrolyte. Oh. Or maybe a contract with Fermion. Or maybe a broader way, a contract with Fermion. When this will...
Contract with Fermion is already in this quarter. We are doing validation batches for them. So that will be... commenced from this quarter. And for electrolyte additives, we got an order and we started production for that as well. And for electrolyte, is still premature. We are in finalizing the... so many things, then we put up the plant and it will then come. It will take a longer time for electrolyte CDM.
Okay. And this Baba Fine Chemicals, this quarter, this number, Baba Fine Chemicals number included in this quarter already?
Yes, in consolidation, Baba Fine Chem is included.
Okay, so just to understand, earlier con call, we have said Baba Fine is around 40% type of EBITDA margin business. So, are our EBITDA is able to hold because of the Baba Fine contribution, or Baba Fine's contribution is not too much that can change the margin profile here?
See, we need to understand every business has a different growth pattern. Electrolyte has a different margin. Semiconductor specialty chemical has a different margin.
On top of that, the margins of Baba, the consolidation of Baba business was done in Q2 FY24 also. So it's not only in this quarter, it has been for a full year. So it's already there in, it was there in last quarter as well.
Okay. And one more thing, this 300 crore capex which we have said. So when we will start deploying this capex?
Sorry. So 300 crore capex for electrolyte will take some time, whereas for Ankleshwar is already ongoing, which will be finished by very soon for this upgradation of the new facility, new equipment.
Any internal target that is by to achieve 1000 crore revenue by, let's say, 2 years, 3 years, anything? Not asking for guidance or number, but you might be having some target because you are doing so many contracts with Fermion, electrolyte, so many things going on. Any thought process that by when we will be able to achieve 1000 crore number, 2025,
2026? 50 and 50 midway.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for the great number.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dinesh from Kriti Creation. Please go ahead.
Namaste, sir.
Namaste.
Sir, I am speaking Hindi. It's better for me.
Okay.
Sir, ये electrolyte additive है, ये hydrogen में भी लगते हैं, green hydrogen में, तो अपने उसका भी कोई बनाने का है क्या program?
नहीं sir, actually electrolyte एक तरीके का नाम दिया गया है, तो हर एक process के लिए electrolyte होता है. हम hydrogen के लिए कुछ नहीं बनाते हैं.
अच्छा अपना केवल लिथियम आयन बैटरी सेल है उससे रिलेटेड जो एडिटिव है उसी में काम होगा
हाँ सर
ओके थैंक यू सो मच
थैंक यू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ कृष्णा कुमार एन इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर प्लीज गो अहेड
थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी कैन यू हियर मी सर
यस यस
या सर रिगार्डिंग द बाबा केमिकल्स यू सेड राइट नाउ द 42 क्रोर्स ऑफ एनुअल रेवेन्यू So you wanted to take it to 200. So when can we expect the 200 potential revenue? In which year?
No. It's not like that. When we acquired it was 42 crore. And when we acquired that business, it was the last year it was 42, 45 crore.
Okay.
Then this year is a consolidation year where we are integrating it, changing the name of the company and all, and then approval from the customer end. So that this year will be either muted or little bit lower because it's a strong semiconductor industry is a very different industry than the other industry, where approval and qualification from end-to-end customer is needed. So that procedure is going on. And then in 2 to 3 years, it will be ramped up to the top line, what we say.
Okay. And one more question related to the same thing, sir. Recently, we saw the announcement of Micron Semiconductor in Gujarat for the new manufacturing facility. Are we doing any supplying to this company?
Micron might be a consumer of our end supplier. So maybe we cannot say this because it all depends. It's a very closely held business community in semiconductor. So we are supplying to someone who might be supplying to them.
Okay. Perfect. And one more thing, sir, regarding the promoter selling, I mean, it's not promoter, it's individual, the previous side promoter. So can we expect some more selling in these 2, 3 quarters, or is it already over?
Sorry, can you repeat your question, please?
I mean, the side promoter selling, I don't remember the name of that promoter. So he was a, I think he was a key investor. So, but recently he sold some of his stake. So can we expect the remaining selling in 2, 3 quarters, or is going to continue the Girish Kumar Chawatia family?
No. He will not going. He is not a promoter itself. He was a seeding partner during the inception of the company, and then he qualified as a promoter and then de-qualified as a promoter as well. And he will not going to sell anything in next 3 quarters. Which is what
still there is remaining
which is what he say. I cannot stop anyone. I cannot stop you to buy or to sell. So on behalf of any stakeholder, I cannot commit anything on that. And he's
because one of your interview video, you said that if he intend to sell anything, he will inform you before that. So do you have any intent to buy some more from that? I just
No. He says that in a good note, he says that if he has to sell, he will inform me if I have to buy first, and then he can sell to open market. And last time when he sell this 13%, I purchased 1% from him. So he offered me also. So I purchased, so in last sale, I myself purchased 1% from him. So it's good, no, that I am believing in my company and I increase my stake in that way.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we will take that as our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ambit team, for hosting our conference call. Thank you everyone for your patience, and we hope we have been able to answer most of your queries. If we have missed out on any of your questions, kindly reach out to our IR advisor, EY, and we will get back to you offline. Thank you very much and have a nice evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.